The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" The angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. This has happened to all of us, that we receive an inspiration from the good spirit, and right now, after many years being formed in Ignatian spirituality, all of you, you have that inspiration and you say yes, like Mary said yes to the angel. And then you carry out that inspiration, even though in your flesh you recoil against it, because the inspiration was motivating you to do something that was kind of hard. Right after that, you experience peace and joy. Right? Yes. Okay, another inspiration comes, and you don't like it, and you say, "No, I won't do it." And maybe it's not a sin, but you have an inspiration to do something. Might be, okay, you've already prayed three rosaries, well, pray a fourth rosary. And you say inside, "Well, three rosaries, that's good enough. My friend only prays two." So you say no, and after that you experience sadness. All of us have experienced that too. My point is this, as Thomas Aquinas says, we're all called to experience joy. We're all called to be happy. And the key is the gospel today. Mary said yes to God, and she experienced an inexpressible joy. God came to live within her. So this is going to be our proposal today. We're already about the middle of Lent. We're celebrating one of the great Marian feast days, the Annunciation. Let's try today, in imitation of Mary, who always said yes to God, to be very attentive to his inspirations. And once we get a good inspiration, not to say, maybe a little bit later, I'm kind of busy now, no, that's not for me, but rather say like Mary, "Yes, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word. And if we do that, we'll experience the joy of the Lord. Amen. So we shall have a cradle.